12:30, Tommy Smith, Olympian, 68 Olympian, who you know him as, the man that raised the black leather glove on the podium, will be joining us to talk about all the haps, what he's got going on. And
he's going to be in town?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's going to be in town. 55. It's the Real, R-E-E-L, Real Civil Rights Film Festival taking place this weekend.
Okay. I'm a bit
starts tonight, buddy.
What does?
It's in the Conway Room of the Peabody Hotel. With misrepresentation.
How many days does this thing go?
It will actually continue until Tuesday, but Tommy Smith will be screening and talking on Sunday at the Argenta Community Theater, 6 p.m.
Okay. You ready to do some picks?
Yeah, might as well. I mean, I already know what I'm going to pick.
Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all. The Zone's weekly picks are presented by Arkansas Flag and Banner.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
Arkansas Flag and Banner has your hog hookup from apparel to tailgating gear.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Come in and check out over 1,000 Razorback items. Get to Arkansas Flag and Banner off I-630 or online at flagandbanner.com. Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should. In the Zone.
Well, everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Yes, it's serious, but let's have a little fun with it as well. It's also a game that's meant to be enjoyed. You know, college football is fun, so let's have some fun.
Saturday morning. It'd be a lot more fun if we picked some games right. I didn't do very well last week.
I only won three. Am I on?
You did win three, but I only won two, so it could have been worse.
Yay, girls against the boys. Girl.
Carrie's here from Arkansas Flag and Banner. Do you have anything for people who are in the dumps but are still Razorback fans for this week?
Me?
Yes, you. You sell Razorback stuff, right?
Yes. No thanks to the Razorbacks, but I'm still selling it.
Yeah. You sell UCA stuff because they're rocking.
Yes, I sell UCA. I sell Red Wolves.
What about Henderson and OBU?
ASU.
We need to get some Henderson and OBU stuff for the Battle of the Ravine Week because I'll come by there and grab me some.
Where's my headset?
There is 18 of them over there, sister. I mean, I got you a list printed off today.
Go like this. It works.
Where is it?
Go like this. There you go. Can you hear anything?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? You are an ASS.
Did you have fun at the Alabama game last weekend?
I was in a skybox.
I was getting rained on.
I know. That's why I didn't come see you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the invite.
I saw.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
I saw the Baz yesterday.
Yeah, we all saw him.
What did he say to you?
Tell me this. Tell everybody your location so they can come by.
Arkansas Flag and Banner, 800 West 9th. I think I have Rutgers flags, too, if anybody wants to do that.
Oh, stop it.
Our headsets are always underneath the table.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Stop it.
Future reference.
Yes, I think I do have Rutgers flags. I have every college flag.
I know you have stuff from my alma mater. I've actually bought it in there before.
Thank you very much.
And then somebody stole it.
Oh, I pay people to do that.
That made me mad.
Come back and buy another one.
They actually didn't steal my Iowa State flag. They stole my Razorback flag, and I had a really nice one I bought from your joint.
Honey, I got so many of those. Come on down to 800 West 9th Street and buy your favorite college.
I printed you a list, and now I don't know what happened.
You know what? I marked mine off, too, and I left it at the office.
All right, well, you can remember them here.
Here you go.
Thanks. Carrie, here we go. You ready? And the Pigskin Preacher could make it in
write
today.
Write down your answers and give them to Justin.
Recap from last week. Everybody was 3-4 except for me. I was 2-5. I should have picked Notre Dame. I almost picked Notre Dame. I wish I would have picked Notre Dame. Dang Notre Dame!
I'd have been 4-4. four. I would have won four if I hadn't picked Arkansas. You I knew I was going to lose that one. All of y'all did not pick Arkansas. I was the only person.
You were, and you should not have done that. That was a bad mistake.
I know.
That's okay. But you know what? Sometimes you got to pick with your heart. That's the way it goes.
That's the way it went. So I would have really slammed them.
You would have killed us all.
Uh-huh.
Instead,
uh-huh.
you had to settle for a tie. UCLA is a 7-point favorite at home this week against Oregon State. This is a chance for you guys to make a move because the Pigskin Preacher's got Oregon State in this one. I'm going to go with the home team, UCLA. I can't pick against them.
You say UCLA is at
UCLA's at home.
You wrote it the wrong way, though.
You're right, yes. I did. I apologize for that.
Because I thought they were at home.
And you know, Mizzou.
I'm
going to
ride them.
Yeah, and Mizzou is my new team that I always pick.
Well, I don't want to talk to you anymore because I hate Mizzou.
Huh.
I don't have a right to hate Mizzou.
I just want to know why.
We competed. I played against them a bunch of times.
Oh, you didn't like them when you played against them.
Guys,
they
it's only
you.
A three-hour show.
Well, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to
this show has been so boring this morning. Whoa.
Look,
don't start giving me a hard time.
You two talk. I'm just going to write down my football picks.
What do you want, Pat?
I told you, UCLA. You don't even listen.
I can't get past Kerry ridiculing us.
That's my job.
Okay. What about Mizzou, South Carolina? Let's move on to that.
Mizzou.
South Carolina.
I know, but I'm always going to go for Mizzou. Have they ever won any? What is their record now? 0-3?
You know what?
Have they won any?
I think they're 2-1. They lost to Georgia.
Well, of course.
At Missouri.
I don't think South Carolina is that good. I got to be honest. They've been very disappointing to me.
Okay.
They're
so 10 take
point,
Missouri,
they're
please.
10-point favorite home. If we were getting the points, I probably would.
Please take Missouri.
I would take Missouri in the points, but I won't. I'll take South Carolina.
All right. Next up.
LSU is minus 18.5 at Auburn. I love LSU to win by at least 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree.
If I was going to bet money, which I'm not, that's the game I would bet on.
So, yeah, we're betting LSU, but this was a spread game.
Have we all picked
right?
the same exact teams?
No.
That's no fun if
you
we
pick
are.
Missouri, no.
So you're already down one.
Do you want LSU minus 18.5, or do
yes.
you want to take Auburn plus 18.5?
I got to look at it. What now?
Auburn's at home.
Oh.
Right here.
Oh, LSU, I said.
Okay, Pat?
But... Yeah, but this is with the spread, though.
Right.
Yeah. LSU.
Yeah, LSU.
Michigan's at Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame let me down last time, so I'm
they
going
sure
to Michigan.
Did. That's a good reason, I guess. I'm going to take Notre Dame. Pat?
No question in my mind, Notre Dame...
Stumbles this week after winning a big one last week.
No, although they suffered that loss with Jamaris Slaughter, safety.
They're a 5.5-point. Now they don't have to have a safety against.
No, I know that's what I'm saying.
They can put a linebacker back there because all he's going to be doing is tackling Denard Robinson. 5.5-point favorite is Notre Dame at home this week, which means they don't think much more of Notre Dame than they do of Michigan, certainly. So you're going to go with Michigan or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame. Don't you ever say that in my presence ever again.
Michigan, I really want to take Michigan.
Michigan.
I can't do it. Please
do
take
it.
Them. Please.
Clemson is plus 14.5, and I don't care if they're plus 21. Florida State will hold them to 10 points or less.
Florida State, because they got beaches.
On campus?
No, anywhere. Just
close enough.
Close enough.
We got beaches.
PB.
Those are rivers. Those are sandbars.
Oh,
it's a tough one, isn't it?
Who?
It's just like when you want to believe that Clemson is, they let you down, and then they do something spectacular.
See, that's how I usually feel about Florida State. I want to believe, and then they blow it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Watkins
so,
is back this
coin.
Week, didn't he?
He was back last week, yeah.
Flip a coin.
How'd he play?
They won.
I'm going to go with Clemson.
We act like this matters because y'all aren't even, we're not even playing for a goal. We're not even what is it?
Pride. That's the most important thing in the world to me.
Valor.
Kansas State's on the road at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Kansas State keeps screwing me over. I keep picking against them, and they keep winning. I hate you, Kansas State.
Oklahoma.
They did an interview with Colin Klein on ESPN today. I didn't listen to much of it, but they're comparing him to Tebow.
No. Let me clear that up for you. Ain't going to happen.
Okay.
I can't wait to talk about the next one.
Oklahoma's a 2-touchdown favorite. Okay. Nobody wants Kansas State?
No, sir.
Rutgers on the road.
They won
at Arkansas.
They've won everything so far. Rutgers has.
Rutgers is undefeated. They have not played anybody of consequence other
than.
That
was my question.
South Florida is the best team they played.
Cool.
Rutgers, but they did win on the road on a Thursday night, which is a tough thing to do.
So, guys, y'all know this. Is our defense going to be able to let our quarterback throw?
Is our defense going to let our quarterback throw?
Yes.
You mean, will they get off the field? Or our offensive line.
Our offensive line, thank
you.
Yeah,
offensive line. We were talking about that earlier. That's a good question, Kerry.
In fact, block?
Chris Bond made a good point earlier.
Y'all fill in my vocabulary.
He said they could block Tyler Wilson. He's not sure they can block anyone else. I got to take Arkansas because if they don't win this week, the season's over. So I'm going to say that they find a way to get it done.
Oh, is the season not over yet?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
But it will be.
You better hope it's not over. All the stuff you want to sell.
I've got millions.
You got any Louisiana Monroe gear? I want to pick up some of that.
Yeah.
They're playing Baylor tonight. They may get a big win tonight.
Yeah. I think so.
So you're picking Arkansas? Is everybody picking Arkansas?
Everybody. I'm picking Arkansas. Even when I don't think they're going to win, I pick them because I'm like that.
A team player.
I am.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah, well, that was easy. Look how efficient that was when you and the pigskin aren't fighting in between.
Who's the pigskin? What are you talking about?
That's the guy that was here last week.
Oh, the preacher.
Yes, him. All right, we got to take a timeout. Email from El Guapo. Imagine if Mark Mangino was our coach. They couldn't do his coach's show from the catfish hole. That's a good point. I'm sure they have salad there. We gave away some Razorback tickets earlier. Our buddy Larry bets what Larry wants. Larry bets. He says youth home has two sets of tickets, four seats each, so eight tickets total to the game against Rutgers. Lower level, section 104 near the 50-yard line and 103 near the 30-yard line. Both sets can go to the highest bidder. It's for charity. Call or email Larry, 501-536-1244, 501-536-1244, or Larry-Betz, B-E-T-Z, at youthhome.org. Woo, pig, suey, he says. Got a bunch of good emails on the Razorback miniseries cast we were talking about yesterday, Pat.
Mm.
Carrie, I don't know if you heard us talking about this. We were talking about how dramatic it's been in Arkansas the last
3 weeks.